Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, Wednesday, April the 30th, 2025. Thanks for listening. Tim with Ed and Wesley, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, sir?
I'm well.
And you're wearing my favorite of your
Paisley collection.
Thank you. That color combination, black and kind of gold and silver.
Yeah. I am not a New Orleans Saints fan per se.
Yeah. It looks like it.
But I am a Derek Carr fan. Okay. Was Raiders quarterback for a long time. Now he's quarterback at New Orleans. And I don't know. Now that you mentioned it, I'm thinking that's
it is. You do have the New Orleans Saints colors in the Paisley. And the Paisley, is that French art, sort of?
I don't know.
That's New Orleans, like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I don't know.
I'm talking art, and I'm talking to you guys. I can't explain it to you. You don't know about your artwork.
You're talking to a bunch of rubes here who don't know anything about that their art.
I found the shirt in my closet.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry, we're not.
I don't mean to sound highbrow. I really don't. But I mean,
hoity-toity.
I know all about it. All about artwork and. I sent my artwork to the National Day of Prayer, and they never responded back.
Yeah. That's going to hurt.
It did.
I typed in, where did Paisley come from? And the first thing that popped up was, where did pasta come from?
Pasta.
I already know the
answer to that question. Yes.
All right, well, retype that. You obviously misspelled it.
And by the way, all you wise guys out there, who, when I said I know where it comes from, implied Italy, all of you who said, no, it came from China, okay, noodles came from China.
Right.
Pasta came from Italy. All right?
That's what I'm talking about. That's Ed. Put them in the place.
That's right.
Apparently, I'm getting Paisley wrong. Y'all want to try it? Go.
Well, it is a hard word to spell. P-A-S-L-E-Y.
P-A-I-S.
P-A-I-S-L-E-Y. Like I said.
Sorry, I should have said something about art, and you would have just jumped right on it. But
look, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y. What does it say? Where'd it come from?
Well, you got two different.
I think it's French.
This is good radio right now. I can tell you.
Is it
Google
not come up?
Persian.
Is Persian
or Indian?
Yeah,
maybe
it's got Persian origin.
Persian origin.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing that pops up on Google. You trust that every time you research something? You're gonna have
what answer do you want? Can
you're
I
gonna
give
end
you that?
You're
one.
Gonna end. I don't know the answer.
Ancient Babylon also.
Scotland.
Is in Iraq. Is
I'm
claimed,
very,
well, that would be
I'm very
of,
grounded
Iran,
historically.
Central Asia.
And artistically.
So you're telling me that Steve looks like Nebuchadnezzar. Ancient Babylon?
Needs the big
isn't that where here. Nebuchadnezzar
well,
was?
Well, it says ancient Babylon in present-day Iraq, which would be close to
that's where Paisley.
Where the Persian Empire came.
Okay. I'm hoping that to the east. Handwriting doesn't appear behind me, though.
That's where the Paisley design came from.
Claimed to be one place of origin.
This is also where we get our complaints from our show.
Yes. You wasted 6 minutes about Paisley.
Actually, we educated people on where Paisley came from. There was a point to this discussion.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Steve, first story.
All right. I want to introduce you to a candidate in Fort Worth for city council. This lady's name is Peyton Jackson.
Paisley Jackson?
Peyton.
Peyton.
A-Y-T-O-N Jackson. This is a speech that she gave in front of the Fort Worth City Council 3 weeks ago, but it has just gone viral. She is a Republican, and she's black. And listen to her defend that. Cut 13.
When I first announced my run for Congress, I had this random white woman, liberal, walk up to me and ask, well, what about you isn't Democrat? To which I responded, well, besides my skin color, what about me is Democrat? And it was at that very moment that she realized that God gave her enough common sense to ask me about my values. Now, don't get me wrong, I was raised to vote Democrat down the ballot. So when I first started, I would say things like, oh, I'm a Republican, but I'm not a conservative. But now I know all too well I am a full-fledged, hardcore conservative, and I'm proud of it. I mean, my favorite saying is I was born black, not Democrat. But in all seriousness, whenever I began to think for myself politically, the choice was easy. I mean, why would I want to belong to a party whose mission is to infringe on the Second Amendment as if a criminal would ever participate in something like a mandatory buyback? Why would I want to belong to and endorse a godless party? Because there is no such thing. And I mean, no such thing as a trans child. We have confused children and sick enabling adults. Why would I want to belong to a party that takes pride in shedding innocent blood? Number one, as if that's not what God hates. Number two, as if there's not a black market for baby organs. And number three, as if abortion clinics didn't start in the hood. Because if you think Trump is bad, you should research exactly who Margaret Sanger was.
Wow. I don't care where she's running. I'm voting
for her. You're voting for her. Her name is Peyton Jackson.
Where's she?
Hey, well, let's go in and
Fort Worth, Texas, yeah. City Council.
You and I can go in and rent a house just for the weekend, become citizens, vote, and then
vote. Listen, that was for those who think that conservatives are racists. I'm just speaking for myself. I think I can speak for everyone I know here who is of the white persuasion. Okay,
I was persuaded from birth. Apparently,
we care about principles. Mm-hmm. We care about the Bible. We care about the Constitution. We care about conservative values, and we don't want our culture to go into the dustbin of history. I don't care what color skin you've got. If you're on board with those kind of things, you're my kind of people. What's her name?
Her name is Peyton Jackson.
I wouldn't mind having her on the show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
She's running for District 8 in Texas, Fort Worth City Council. The election is May the 3rd, 2025.
Saturday.
Yep. There you go.
All right.
Hey, she's got a, whether she gets the position or not, that she may want to run for office on down the road, but she's got a future on radio. Mm-hmm. She's got a good voice.
Yeah.
And she
got a future in the Republican Party.
And she knows what she's talking about.
If we have her on, you can ask her about it.
Okay, well, that's for someone who says down here in Mississippi, I've taken on, you know, y'all fixin' to.
Right.
And up when I lived up north, you guys gonna. I'm not criticizing someone who says I'm going to axe them.
All right.
I got my own things going on. But, hey, I like that. I like that story.
Mm-hmm. Next story.
All right, the latest chapter of the federal judges versus government saga. Remember, we've had all these federal judges in small courts saying, imposing nationwide injunctions.
Yes.
Well, this is a little different scope. This is a federal judge, Kathleen Williams, an Obama appointee. Florida passed a law that makes it a misdemeanor for undocumented migrants or illegal migrants to enter Florida by eluding immigration officials. If you try to get in past the immigration officials, it's a misdemeanor. That doesn't seem very controversial. But Judge Kathleen Williams said, no, you cannot enforce that. So she sent and she said that the block applies to all local agencies in the whole state. Now, at first, Attorney General Ulfmeyer sent a memo out to his state law enforcement officers telling him to stop enforcing the law because of the court order. But then 5 days later, he sent another memo saying that the judge was legally wrong and he could not prevent local police officers from doing enforcing the law.
This is, I'm just going to say, this is just very, very frustrating, okay, on a number of levels. First, it's the left that is creating constitutional crises all over the place, okay, because there is no constitutional reason a federal judge should be issuing an injunction on a law like that. That there's no federal ideals at stake here. Okay. You're allowed to create laws that criminalize, even if it's just a misdemeanor, for behavior. Okay. There's no federal issue here. Okay. And do you know why this lady judge issued the injunction?
It was not stated in the article or any articles I could find.
I don't know where
usually an injunction like that is, you're likely to lose or to win the case depending on how.
I don't know where we're going to wind up in this country, but these activists, it's more than just activist judges. These people are, they hate America. They hate America. And I don't know. I don't think Republicans have the spine to remove them through impeachment.
Oh, Governor DeSantis does if he can.
He but can't remove a federal judge.
No. Federal. Well, you can't, short of it. There's nothing you can do about that. That judge. He has to be impeached.
Yeah. She, by the way. She. Yeah. But I certainly hope Florida will appeal this, and that should be overturned quickly. But these federal district judges are doing this all over the country. Congress needs to rein that in. You can do that if you pass a law saying a federal district judge cannot issue an injunction over the entire nation.
I believe the Supreme Court should be a no-brainer. Huh? Couldn't the Supreme Court instruct its lower courts to stick to your own district?
It could.
Next story.
All right. Today at the Supreme Court, we had the arguments in a case that is going to see whether or not the state of
Oklahoma
can put up a religious charter school, a publicly funded charter school that is a Catholic school, St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School. They had arguments today at the Supreme Court. Now, a charter school is a public school, but it's a public school that is set apart. It has several distinctives. One distinctive is that it has its own board of directors. It's not the school. It has its own school board, basically. The other is that usually these schools are focused on a certain thing, maybe a classical education. In this case, it's a Catholic education. And the good thing about charter schools is if they fail, they fail. They close.
Right.
Instead of like public schools, which can go on failing and failing and failing forever.
That's right.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to be listening. We did listen. I don't have any clips, but we'll probably bring those tomorrow about which way the court seems to be leaning on whether or not that Oklahoma can put up a Catholic charter school.
Now, the Supreme Court over the last couple of decades, I know in 2017 they issued a ruling in favor of a Lutheran school, but the Supreme Court does seem to be trending towards this view, okay? And the view is that if a state makes funds available, generally speaking, you cannot say except for Christian schools. And I think in the Lutheran, the case of the Lutheran school, this was applying for funds for outside this kind of rubberized surface near playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lutheran school said, well, if you're making that available, we would like to apply for that. And the state said, no, you can't. You're a Christian school. And the Lutheran school won that
mm-hmm.
because it was a non-sectarian purpose.
Yeah.
So this one is going to be a little trickier.
It is pushing the envelope, isn't it?
Because it is applying for funds to create a charter school that is Catholic.
And which part of the mission is to evangelize its students in the Catholic faith.
Yeah, that's going to be trickier.
But funds come from the government. Is that what I'm
Yes, the funds come from the government. To me, the only solution for these kinds of issues really is vouchers, okay?
100%.
And you give education money to every parent for their kids, depending on how many kids they have, and they can spend it any way they want.
That's right.
And if the Catholic Church here wants to set up a school,
borderline school choice, right?
Yes, it would be. Yeah. It'd be school choice. You can spend that money anywhere.
Oh, that's a slam dunk. That's a win. That's a win across the board. I don't understand how both teams aren't in favor of that.
Well, because the Democratic Party is beholden to unions. Public school. Yeah.
Didn't you hear
unions?
Didn't you hear Kathleen? Mm-mm. They're godless.
Well, right.
Oh,
our new favorite Texas.
Yeah.
I guess I was asking a rhetorical question. I meant from an objective position. I don't understand how both people couldn't say you go wherever you want to go, I go where I want to go. Like,
well, because the left wingers don't want anybody indoctrinated with Christianity.
And they want to continue indoctrinating kids in public schools.
Right.
Not all public schools.
It's anti-Christian.
Not all. Do that.
Their motivation is anti-Christian.
Yes.
So if you had Muslim schools, I don't think they'd care. You know what I'm saying? Or Hindu schools.
Or if you teach.
Care, but
or
if you have. On,
you yeah, know. Or if you have drag queen story hours or anything like that, no problem. And or
see, that'd right. stop that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Right.
If parents went in to talk to the principal, now they talk to them, they go, well, sorry, the drag queens exist and we're having drag queen story hour. But if the parent said, fine, I'll take my money somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
then the principal has to go, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do we really want to provoke parents?
I think true school choice to me is you ought to be able to deduct. If you pay taxes and it goes towards public education, which mm-hmm. we all do.
That's right.
Then if you have a child who you want to send to a private or a Christian school, then you ought to be able to take that off your taxes.
Right. Yeah.
The only problem is that there is a substantial percentage of people in this country who don't wind up paying taxes because they don't make enough. You'd still want them to be able to.
Well, here's what I'm
kids.
Saying. Here's where I get that from. If you're going to tell me that a child costs a certain amount of money,
right,
to educate annually in your government school, your public school, just say, okay, well then, if that's true, that I'm going to have to pay $3,000 out of my checkbook to pay for public education, and might want to send my child to a private school or a Christian school, I should be able to take that amount of money and apply it to that form of education. That's true school choice, in my opinion. Do you understand what I'm saying
yeah.
here? Now, maybe some states might, but a lot of people fight back against that. Oh, you're hurting public education. I don't see. How are you hurting public education if you're only taking the money that would have otherwise gone to
public education
to support my child? You tell me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, next story, Steve.
All right. Let's see what I have up next. Oh, there's a new game in Washington D.C. among the press. It is called Trump Trolling or Trump Truthing, and Press Corps was at it, playing this game with Caroline Leavitt yesterday.
Can you, by the way, explain to some of our listeners who might not know what trolling means?
Trolling means if you say something and you're trying to get a reaction out of people, you don't really mean it. You're just poking at them.
Yep. Poking the bear.
Yeah.
You want to get a rise out of them.
Right.
You want to see somebody get upset and then laugh about it.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Have I expounded on that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well done. Well, this is podcaster Brendan Dilley, and he is asking Caroline Leavitt about if she wants to play this game, Cut 3.
I was wondering if you'd indulge me in a quick round of Trump trolling or Trump truthing.
Sure, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Love
rapid
it.
Rapid fire. Greenland joining America.
Definitely Trump truthing.
Oh. Canada becoming a 51st state?
Trump truthing all the way. And the Canadians would benefit greatly, let me tell you that.
Eliminating the IRS?
I think that is an optimistic goal. And the president, so I would say we're on the side of truthing there for sure. And the president, again, wants to see tax cuts. And he wants to see this massive revenue that we can gain from tariffs as well, which will create the external revenue service. So that's a definitive goal for sure.
And most importantly, Trump 2028.
Trump trolling. Although the hats are flying off the shelves.
Well, listen, I don't believe for a minute. First of all, her job is to protect the administration, put things in a light that is beneficial to the Trump administration. I personally think that Canada becoming the 51st state and Greenland becoming a part of the U.S., I think those are trolling. But she can't say that.
So she was trolling
because she
saying she was true.
Yes, because I think Trump. Now on Greenland, I might go half and half. I think if he could make that happen, he would.
You know, I was looking at, you know, there's only 50,000 citizens.
Yeah, and they all live on the
Greenland
coast.
We can take them.
Yeah, we could take them, yeah.
Well, all they got is a few fishing boats to come at us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
We could.
Yeah.
Send a submarine in there, take it over.
But I think she's forced to say he's truthing all the way.
Well,
because he's still kind of, he has to be the one to say, oh, look, I'm just kidding about Canada becoming the 51st.
That's ridiculous.
State. Yeah.
Well, why does he say that?
Hold on. Let's move on to the
MAGA.
Last one.
Come on, MAGA, bring it.
What about the last one when she laughed and said that's obviously trolling?
He's not going to run for a fourth term.
No, she wasn't talking about everything he just listed.
Yeah.
She was saying he's trolling when he says he's going to run for president again.
Yeah, I know. He is trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's
your point?
She
can say he's trolling there, and he's still saying it. Why can't she say he's trolling with Canada?
Because it's illegal. I mean, you can't. The Constitution forbids it. So she's probably safe in saying he's just kidding.
He can't run again. You can't be president three times.
Right.
Baltimore two times.
Right.
You can't be elected three times. You can. Yeah.
So why did you say, wait a minute?
Or four.
Why did you say, wait a minute?
The reason I said, wait a minute, is because I think that she did say that he's trolling because that's such an obvious one.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, but Ed's saying she wasn't. She said Trump is serious about taking over Canada and Greenland.
No, I don't.
What?
I don't think,
what did I say wrong?
I don't.
No, it's just funny the way you put it. But that is what I think he's saying Canada should voluntarily become.
No, he's got plans.
But it's never going to happen. That's
why
is
he's
just
sending those spider jets up to Michigan. You think that's coincidental?
I think you're trolling now.
I think there's more strategy to him saying Canada's the 51st.
40 chess, Wesley. 40 chess, my friend.
I think there's more strategy to that than saying that he can become president in 2028. I think that's a loser. I think there's some cards to be played. With Greenland being the 52nd state.
I do think with Greenland, he would like to the United States to own Greenland so that we could have access to a lot of their natural resources.
Which is why I don't
fault him for trying for that.
It's also strategic militarily. A lot
I don't fault him for saying that.
So is she wrong for saying truthing?
No, she's right, and I agree with I think she the taking taking over Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Ottawa, I don't think that's
no, but it's.
I think that is ridiculous to even talk in those terms, making Canada our 51st.
That's why I think he's trolling. She
said he's being truthful.
Yeah, I would agree with
you
on
two
Greenland.
For three.
That's why I said it may be 50-50. If Greenland wanted to become a part of the United States. Trump would say yes.
Let me throw this in real quickly. We're all talking, the media's all talking about whether Canada's become the 51st state, and they're not talking about the Department of Education going away. You think it's a distraction?
Well,
that's first I heard of that, and you gave us 30 seconds.
I will say that Trump is very smart in that way about deflection and doing something over here. And in that sense, sometimes
it's
kind of
like
chess.
Taking over Canada is kind of like changing the Gulf to Gulf of America.
Yeah, but he actually did.
Actually did that.
I know, but it's the same type. You go, what? Wait.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Now, of course, he did do that, too. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow for more of today's issues. Have a great day.